Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. We have our buddy Matt Pauly from the sports department in. Just having a really interesting conversation just about the Cardinals and the players and talking about Arenado and that Busch Stadium is challenging for a right-handed power hitter. Yeah. Why do you think we built the stadium the way we did? Because obviously that was in our control, right?
Yeah, well, what's interesting is it wasn't always this way. This changed, and it changed when Ballpark Village went up.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Just
the way the ball carries to left and left center.
That's fascinating.
Because the wind flow changed in some way. And in fact, I think we mentioned this with Dave Murray, and he's like, yeah, that'll do it. But I remember when the building started to go up, the Cardinals had a year where, like, all of a sudden nothing's leaving the yard. Like, guys weren't hitting home runs. And we were actually on the field asking Mike Matheny about it. And just like, do you guys think that maybe the buildings have changed it? And he didn't say yes or no right away. But he's like, look, maybe. I mean, it's the difference between one year and the next. And you notice it doesn't really seem to have impacted power by left-handed hitters. It's much more for right-handed hitters. And the dimensions aren't that different. So it's not like left center is 410 and right center is 360. So that might have changed it a little bit. Might have changed the wind flow. And it may have kept – because the wind – keep in mind the way the ballpark is set up. The wind will most days go from the right field foul pole to the left field foul pole. So normally you would get that help. That's the direction the wind comes from the southwest normally. It doesn't always, but you know what I mean. Like the typical weather pattern is from the southwest. So that would be the wind blowing that way. But if that gets disrupted by the buildings around you and the building there and the flow is changed a little bit, yeah, that can be the difference in a ball that's a fly out to the warning track and the ball that lands in the third row.
I mean, if you go walk on that street that's right between the ballpark and Ballpark Village, there's times where there is you can feel the airflow more through that than you do anywhere else. I mean, that tells you right there that that's going to impact things.
And I guess it evens out. I mean, if you are a Cardinal and half of your games are in that stadium, it may hurt your personal numbers, but it has to hurt the teams coming in just as much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so if you look at it like on Baseball Savant, where they're measuring like the ballpark factors and all of that, so Busch Stadium is bottom seven or eight when it comes to home run, you know, allowing home runs. Now, again, this is not about the teams. This is factoring in that it's different players and everything else. It's not just like, well, you had crappy pitching one year. No, it's about how well the ball carries in those ballparks. And you can see that certain ballparks, Philadelphia, Yankee Stadium, Cincinnati, they a lot of home runs in those ballparks because they are ballparks that are conducive to it. Colorado, things like that. Milwaukee is another one that's a really great hitter's park. So that's some of it, and it's something that we need to consider, by the way, when we're talking about the roster construction. So if you have a guy like Jordan Walker, his power is such that it's probably not going to impact it very much, right? It didn't impact Albert Pujols at all. Now, granted, he left right around when all the Ballpark Village stuff was going on, but it won't necessarily impact somebody that hits the ball as hard as those guys do. And it's also, by the way, one of the reasons you're really pulling for Nolan Gorman because the left-handed power plays better there, and you need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I've shared with you guys, we've discussed on the show before, as someone relatively new back into the Cardinals in a deep way and reading articles and things like that, on my phone, it's like literally three or four a day, blockbuster deal. And I've learned that it's just sports guys going, wouldn't it be cool if we gave these guys, and we got back these guys?
Yeah, there's also the clickbait stuff. I get into it with my dad sometimes because he's got like one of those aggregating news apps. And if it's an aggregating app, that means the stuff they're getting is free. Like there's no paywall or anything. And sometimes that stuff is good, but more often than not, it's complete and total crap. And he'll send me something like, hey, is this true? And I'll like look up the writer, and it's some high school kid with 17 followers on Twitter. And like, I remember there was somebody on FanSided wrote this long story when Skip Schumacher was done in Miami, and then when the Cardinals hired Brant Brown, wrote this long article about how this shows that the Cardinals are going to actually fire Oliver Marmol now and go hire Skip Schumacher as the new manager, like right now, not like this is something that's going to happen. I mean, just crazy, stupid stuff that has 0% truth to it, and it's so frustrating because you go to a FanSided, these websites look real and legit, like all the graphics and everything is good, but the content that's being produced sometimes is terrible.
Yeah, and that's when you read the article, you'll see that they'll even admit, they'll say sometimes like, this is not being reported, we just thought it was a fun idea, but the blast that you're getting says report, alert, could these two be on the move, could this player be on the move, could these two. And a lot of people don't advance past that line. Mm-hmm. And then that's when they're going to reach out to people like me and Matt on Twitter or email or on the phone. And they're going to be like, I read that the Cardinals were talking to the Reds about. And you're like, no, that's not what you read. You read a guy who had an idea. You didn't read a reporter saying sources are telling him that these talks are happening. And those are very now, I love playing the game. Who's going to do what? We talk about it on the radio. He and I will do it all the time. But you just have to understand what it is. It's just speculation versus a report, and a report is a very different thing.
I can't tell you how often, like, we'll have something on our Facebook, and there'll be a headline, but then there's an article behind it. Like, there's content behind it, and commenters will start commenting on, like, the headline, not understanding the actual content
behind
it.
First of all, I thought you said commoners.
I did, too. And then these peons.
I'm like, wow! Matt's all King Charles.
I'll ask him, did you read the article? No! God forbid anybody actually click something and read something. Like, we live in this civilization now that it's a headline or it's watching like a minute-long video, and if it takes anything more than that, people won't do it, but oh, they're going to have a hot take on these nine words that they read. It's infuriating to me. I need to settle down on this.
In general, because I've talked about this politically, in general, I would spitball it that about 75% of our opinions are based on other people's opinions, not facts.
It's probably not. And again, we're all guilty of it. Yeah. I mean,
I am.
Yeah, to a degree. Right. But then there's also a shred of common sense that pops in, or maybe you're going to ask someone who knows better than you. Or, you know, in my case, I'm always gonna be like, well, where else can I find it? Like, I'm probably the weirdo on the other side of it where, you know, if Matt tells me, you know, hey, I'm going to talk to Ollie Marmol tomorrow, I'm going to go check and see, make sure that's going to happen. Like, I'm the weirdo on the other side of it. But the reason I talk about this with sports fans, and I think it's true for politics, too. The more you take in of those things, the more angry everything makes you. Because you'll be like, I heard that they could have done this, and then they didn't do it. Why are they so stupid? Well, because it wasn't real.
Yeah.
It wasn't real. Like, I hear this, the Cardinals could have had Bryce Harper. Maybe, but he turned down a low offer from them, or do you know that they weren't told, Bryce doesn't want to come to the Midwest, he's going to go play on the East Coast, or he's going to go play in a big market. Like, you just assume that because one thing worked out somewhere, or you saw a report that somebody suggested it. Now you're like, well, they're stupid and they missed out. Well, no, it may never have been a thing.
Yeah.
And you're just making yourself mad.
So my son, Nick, knows twice as much about sports as I do. He really follows it and listens to lots of podcasts. And he has a theory about the Cardinals and the Blues that historically they have overpaid older players. Do you agree with that in general? And do you think that's beginning to change a little bit?
I guess so. You almost have to overpay older players the way things are set up. Once you decide that you're going to bring in an older player, then you're probably going to overpay them. So I guess I would generally agree with it. I guess where I would push back on it is I don't think it's had that much of an impact.
I have a similar take to Matt. It's like these things are related, but it's not specifically related to age. Like the Cardinals' biggest problem in free agency has been you're shooting at the mid-level players when they're in their 30s. Now, if you're shooting for a 30-year-old superstar, well, yeah, you're going to get the tail end of that where it's going to be bad, but you're going to get 5 years of the superstar. The Cardinals are cutting straight to the 35-year-old on a three-year deal. You're not getting those years 31, 33.
Getting their mediocrity.
Right, right. So a lot of it has been not being willing to swim in the deep water for the biggest contracts, and some of them they can't. They can't swim in the $600 million contract range. They don't have the budget. I just saw this today. We can talk about this more, Matt. Maybe we'll get into it on the Gas House Gang, or maybe we'll bring it up on the show. But there's a I saw this post today where they're looking at the percentage of revenue that each major league team spent in 2024. And believe it or not, Cardinals actually fit right about the bottom part of the top half of the league. So they spend 51% of revenue on payroll. That's about the same as the Yankees, as an example. The difference is the Yankees is 51% of $700 million versus 51% of $400 million, right? So there's a little different scale, but as a percentage of revenue, they actually do spend pretty well. And there are a lot of teams that don't, and it was a pretty interesting thing. But sometimes it's how you spend. So, like, nobody's mad that, like, at the end of Adam Wainwright's contract, Adam's not what he used to be. Because you kind of knew as you got older it was going to go that way, and he's a star. Nobody really cared that Yachty at the end wasn't Yachty what he was when he signed the deal. It's when you're going out and getting a new guy for a job you need done now that's already at the age where you would be concerned. And one thing that the Cardinals have done, though, is they've signed some extensions just too early.
Yeah.
Like, you gave Miles Michaelis an extension a year before you needed to, and if you had waited a year, you probably wouldn't have done it.
Do you feel the same way about giving Marmol the extension?
No, because it's such an irrelevant amount of money in the grand scheme of things. Like, manager, he's making a couple million dollars, something most likely like that. That's easy to move on from.
And yeah, if they would have wanted to fire him this past year, they easily could.
Yeah, yeah. And now the thing on, like, the Blues side of this, I think the Blues have made a couple of those deals. Like, the team around the Stanley Cup and, like, coming out of it, like, he had paid Alex Steen a little bit long, although, you know, you understand it because he was such a big part of the franchise. But they also, I think, just paid the wrong people, right? They paid Colton Parayko instead of going all out to keep Alex Pietrangelo. And who knows if it would have worked that way. But even Army has said recently that, yeah, you know, maybe that should have gone the other way, yeah, or whatever.
Well, he's talked about overpaying guys like the Holloway overpaid, and the Broberg and Buchnevich.
You overpaid Krug.
Yeah.
You overpaid Justin Falk, you know, when you took on that contract. And some of them are older. But some of it for them was more like trying to hang in to contend,
mm-hmm,
and you're overpaying to fill holes from guys leaving, guys like David Backes and Alex Pietrangelo and Ryan O'Reilly and those kind of guys, and it just didn't work. And they're just not the caliber of player.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a fair complaint, because what you end up with is being stuck with old contracts, and that's kind of where the Blues are now. Yeah. They have no way out of this.
To continue with my source, Nick Glover, we had dinner last night, and he's intrigued by the Boston coach who just got fired.
The Athletic wrote a story today that said four most likely landing places for Montgomery, and they listed St. Louis number one. So it's not out of left field. I have a really hard time with a guy, Andrew Bannister, who's been the head coach of the Blues for a month and a half, getting gassed because somebody else maybe better is available.
Yeah, I'm the guy that didn't think they should have fired Berube to begin with. And if I can replace him or replace Bannister with a guy that's at that level, give me the coach at that level. And it's got nothing against Bannister. They're not bad because of the coach. That's not the point. But here's the thing. And it's the argument they made that was made last year when they fired the coach. And it's essentially, well, we can't change the roster. Okay. Well, if we can't change the roster, then let's go get the best coach available. If I can't change the ingredients and shop at a different store, then I'm going to get the best chef to make the best meal I can out of what I have. And I don't think it automatically fixes everything. And I think this team is in the worst place you can be as a sports franchise. You are not bad enough to be terrible, and you're not good enough to be a playoff team and make a playoff run. You're stuck in the middle. You're capped out. You're not going to get a franchise player in the top three or four picks in the draft because you're not that bad. You're stuck. You're in the bottom part of the middle third or the top part of the lower third of the league.
Which tends to keep you there.
And it's really hard to get out of that in a league where everybody's capped out and you have guaranteed contracts. They can start buying some people out, but they don't like to do that. And that's still cash out the door. So it's not like the Blues are, you know, Montreal or Toronto or New York when it comes to their revenue. So, you know, even that can still hurt you and hold you back. It may free up cap space, but you still got to find the cash. So I think they're in a really tough spot for several years coming, because basically what they have to do, I don't know if you agree, Matt, but I think they have to just kind of play out some contracts.
Yeah, 100%.
You have to wait for some contracts to expire. Well, and they don't have a great farm system. It's not like you have, like when the Blues stunk coming out of the lockout, you could see it. You're looking up and you're like, Eric Johnson was the number one pick in the draft and he's coming. TJ Oshie was drafted, superstar in the college ranks. He's coming. And then they drafted David Perron and they had Alex Pietrangelo at the top. Like, you could see this pipeline of really talented players that were high first round picks. And that was your hope. That was where you're like, this team is going to be good when those guys start to gain. Patrick Berglund was that kind of guy. They had a whole group of them. And right now you look down, they don't have that.
Is it any easier to improve a team in hockey or baseball?
I think baseball's easier because there's no salary cap. So if you decide you're going to go spend a lot of money, you can make your team pretty good pretty fast.
Yeah. And that's the problem, is the Blues, if they wanted to do a big upgrade, you can't. You're capped out, and you got to get people to take contracts before you can then reallocate the money.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a new push to have people take an automatic written and driving test at 50. Mm. The young kids are pushing for it.
At 50?
At 50.
That seems awfully young.
That's a little young. Yeah, yeah. Maybe like 80. I don't know about 50.
Soon to be 53-year-old, that's fine.
I'm not afraid.
No, I'm just saying. I got no issue with it.
I'll beat him up if I fail.
If I'm okay to go, I'm okay to go, right?
Yeah.
That's true, but I just think it's
a massive inconvenience.
Yeah, and yeah. It also might be, how old are these people requesting this? Like 16?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like 13.
How about you take your driver's test?
Yeah.
Yeah, 50, when you're 16, 50's a million.
Yep.
It's just impossible that you're still alive.
I think a more practical number might be 70, but it's 50.
A health hack, drop your pizza on the floor. So you take your pizza in the box, you turn it upside down, you drop it on the floor, and you leave it there for a couple of minutes, and the grease from the toppings soaks into your box. Then you flip it back over, and you have a healthier pizza.
You also have your toppings literally all over the place.
Also, the grease is now all over your floor.
I got a better health hack for you.
Mm.
Open up that pizza box. Grab some paper towels. You're going to put them on the top there very gently so you don't mess everything up too much and you soak up what's there.
That's too reasonable, though.
I do that.
I just feel like I'm going to see nothing but cheese on the top of my pizza, and I'm going to be looking at bread with some sauce on it.
Yeah, you want a pizza? Gross camping trick? Pee in a glass bottle and then sleep with it next to you because it keeps you warm.
I mean, how long is that going to retain the heat?
Like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what? Go ahead and put out the fire. I've got to go to the bathroom. We'll be all right.
That's awesome.
Kind of troubling.
Oh, man.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.